You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Vic Carucci with you from Mobile, Alabama, site of the 2014 Senior Bowl. We've got Jim Donovan back in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And on the line with us now, dialing 216-578-0850, is David from Cuyahoga Falls. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
What you got?
I just had a question. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure you guys read Don Banks' article from Sports Illustrated a few days ago, where he's pretty much praising Browns management for, doing the right thing and playing the waiting game. In my opinion, I mean, we waited this long. You know, we might as well get the right guy now. But he made it seem very methodical, and I just want to get your guys' take on it, especially when it's, you know, the Senior Bowl, and we have zero coaching staff there.
Okay, I can thank you for the call, David. I think this, regarding personnel evaluation and a coach search, rarely when teams, and you had seven of them, counting the Browns, looking for new coaches, rarely does the process, in fact, it never really measures up to or matches up with the scouting process. The scouting process and the coaching change thing always happen in sort of different worlds, and they do have their clashes, if you will, because of this. You've spent all year scouting and evaluating talent, generally with an eye toward the system that is in place. If you don't know, scouts can't really totally know and understand if there's going to be a change made. And let's just say, for argument's sake, that this scouting staff knew with a month to go in the season that there was a likelihood that a change would be made. The Browns lose, 10 of their last 11 games. We know all the trends and the collapsing that went on in that final month of the season. So say at some point around Thanksgiving or thereafter, it was looking like, hey, there might be a change here. But you still don't know who the replacement is going to be and what systems will come with him, what philosophical beliefs will be there, because that's all part of what you're going to figure out when you go out and search for a guy. You might know what you want, but are you going to get it? So you still have to scout players in real time through the season, through the regular football season, and then you got bowl games to scout. You've got your national ratings, your Blesto scouting services, the combine services, providing their ratings of players. And I think you stay true to what your scouting profiles are and then create a pool of players that you like for that you feel could be good for your football team. But then, Jim, when the hire is made, whenever it is made, that is when you now get coach specific. You bring him and his staff into, okay, what are the kinds of things you're looking for? Because then you're going into your bed under column A, column B, column C of players you've evaluated. These guys fit what you do, or these guys can fit multiple schemes, but they're good players. And I think that's really more the reality of how that process works. The fact that the Browns don't have a coach in place as they are here at the Senior Bowl isn't, I don't think, a serious detriment.
Well, you know, the reality is this, Vic. A pro coach doesn't watch college football on Saturdays. It's amazing. It's just right. The perils of their own job. I mean, you know, most times, you know, the only time they actually see it sometimes is when we go on the road and we get into a hotel, or we're on the plane now and you get college games on the television there.
Right.
And really they don't see the college game a great deal because they're so consumed with what they're doing here. The thing that I've heard about pro coaches going down there to the Senior Bowl and really getting a feel for is how a player practices, because they're out there, as you well know, and they're on the practice field with them. Vic, wasn't it a couple of years ago that Pete Carroll actually came into connection with Russell Wilson at the Senior Bowl?
It was.
Yeah.
It was,
so, I mean, it's a very effective thing if you're down there. And let me ask you another question. A couple of years ago, didn't Pat Shurmur and the Browns staff get offered the opportunity to go coach?
And it turned down,
right?
And I want to say it would have been his
first year.
After his first year. Yeah.
And they turned it down,
2012.
Didn't they? Yeah.
They turned it down. And he showed up. I mean, he was here as a staff. They were all here. Shermer, the assistant coaches were watching the practices. And I had a couple of his assistants, in fact, on this show here. So, yeah, as you look back at these things, everybody's got a different thought as to, you know, whether or not this is a right opportunity to take. Now,
right.
to coach, the Falcons and Jaguars coming off of seasons where they were obviously dissatisfied with win totals, the Falcons, I think, really feeling disappointed about how their season went, I think looks at this opportunity. I saw Mike Smith here, the head coach of the Falcons, and I know Mike pretty well, and we talked about how he was approaching this. He said this is the first time he's done this. He said he didn't know entirely what to expect, but he said he's hoping to get out of it exactly what you said, what Pete Carroll got out of it.
You know where it really helps you, Vic, is it helps you like in the fifth round, in the sixth round, in the seventh round of the draft, because you came in connection with a player down there who might have overachieved. And I don't think it's the game, and I'm not downplaying the game, which comes up the actual game in the Senior Bowl, but I think it's those practices that everybody uses to see how guys perform in a drill. You know, they throw a different experience at them and how they, because remember, that's how these pro coaches are going to live with possible players coming to their roster, is how do they practice?
Right.
And they'll take care of them on the game on Sunday, but how do they work out on Monday through Friday as they get them ready for Sunday? And I think that's the most advantageous thing that pro coaches get out of the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, it is all about the practices, without a doubt. The practices are the most vital part of this, to see how players function when NFL coaching staffs are taking them through. And that's what the scouts are fixated on. Now, to your point about how a coach's experience mm-hmm. with players during these practices influences how a team might draft and would they be inclined to draft a guy that they worked with in practice, Jim, I'll tell you this. It all depends on your structure and your system. And
right.
I'm not entirely sure, just looking at the Browns as they do things now, Joe Banner, Michael Lombardi, how open they are to hearing those opinions. I mean, I think they are focused on a system that they have in place, the scouts that they who have been taught this system and what to look for in writing their evaluations. I think they depend mostly on that. I mean, I don't know if coaches have any say at all, or if they have a say, if it's a say that is more of a verification of something they already see.
Well, I think that's what it is, because they're down there. It's fresh. They haven't seen these kids play at all. I think that they just get a feel for the kid and they get an opportunity before you go to Indianapolis and the scouting combine. You sit them down in a room and have an interview process. I think they get a chance to see them out on the field, how they're practicing, and how they pick up a system which is going to be only in a couple of days, you know, that they have to absorb that.
NFL Network's coverage of it, by the way, the TV coverage can give you some insights, too, because those cameras are right on the field and you can watch the interaction between coaches and players. I always find that fascinating, too, but never watch that in lieu of listening to the show. The show should be the priority, and then, you know, DVR that and check it out later. All right, it is Vic Carucci, Jim Donovan sitting in for Nathan Zagura back in Berea. I'm down here in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. We've got much more coming up for you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. In this second hour, you're going to hear from Jerod Cherry. At 2:45, he'll make his regular appearance on the show. You're also going to have sound from Peyton Manning and others who were part of the conference championship games. We will be bringing that into the show and commenting on some of that as well. Richard Sherman, his little outburst after yesterday's game, something to talk about. Fun stuff. Vic and Jim with you on CBD ESPN 850 WKNR.